Mr. Mandela said that the AIDS problem was beyond the scope of any individual government.
The AIDS, the pandemic, is getting worse at a rate that makes a collective global effort imperative.
The South African president said that with 6,000 people becoming infected with AIDS around the world every day, there could be no doubt that humanity was facing a major challenge.
The severity of the economic impact of the disease is directly related to the fact that most infected persons are in the peak productive and reproductive age groups. AIDS kills those on whom society relies to grow the crops, work in the mines and factories, run the schools and hospitals, and govern nations and countries.
Mr. Mandela said that in Africa, the disease was in a sense a legacy of the colonial past. It was the poor, the uneducated, the women and children, and the socially marginalized who were bearing the brunt. He said that despite the economic and social progress in the whole of southern Africa, the urgent needs of the people would be more easily met if it were not for such diseases. He went on to quantify the problem.
It is anticipated that if current trends continue, then AIDS will cost South Africa 1% of our GDP by the year 2005. And that up to 3/4 of our health budget will be consumed by direct health costs relating to HIV/AIDS.
Mr. Mandela made it clear AIDS was a global problem.
No country can avoid this disease. The challenge is to seek ways to minimize its effects, to prepare for its impact, and to cooperate for long-term solutions.
The health sector could not meet the challenge on its own, nor could government.
All sectors and all spheres of society have to be involved as equal partners. We have to join hands to develop programs and share information and research that will halt the spread of this disease and help develop support networks for those who are affected.
Future generations, said Mr. Mandela, would judge us on the adequacy of our response.